One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're south of the border.
Arriba.
Hola. Como estás?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a como estás is basically like, and like, ¿dónde los baños?
What, are you trying to say where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Está el baño. Okay.
So you're going to Mexico tomorrow.
I am.
And you haven't learned one phrase.
Well, that's not true. So when I worked in the restaurant, a lot of the kitchen staff were Hispanic. And I learned se puede.
Uh-huh.
Or no, yo puedo.
Yo puedo.
Well,
I can.
You is
oh,
yo puedo.
Se puede.
So like what I'm saying is yes, like I can do it. So like
yeah.
Yo puedo, right? Because I'm a woman.
No, it's not a versus o for gender in that sense, because it's conjugation of a verb.
Oh, well, because in French you do like E or double E.
I don't know French.
Sure. I know. Okay. Well, whatever.
This is boring.
Sorry. Cut this out. Start again. This is Song Salad time. Shannon and Scott here together.
I'm Scott.
Yep. Me too. Okay.
And together we are one of us going to Mexico.
Yep. I'm going to Mexico tomorrow, everybody. Can't wait. It's going to be super fun. We're visiting
don't drink
a friend
the
of
water.
Ours. I probably won't. Visiting a
and
friend
don't
of
drink
ours.
The alcohol either.
What?
Did you hear?
What?
Resorts are like putting shit in alcohol and it's like poisoning Americans.
What?
Yeah, it was this whole thing.
Well, what if I don't go to resorts?
Then you're fine.
Okay.
Have the alcohol.
Yeah, okay.
It's just like they're lacing the alcohol with other stuff to like dilute it and make it cheaper.
Oh.
You know?
Well, like water?
No, I think it was like chemicals.
Oh, God. That's
so
crazy.
It would still taste like alcohol.
Well, okay. I will be very careful and I will report back on any and all foodborne illnesses that I received in Mexico. Yeah.
We should start a separate podcast.
Called What Did Shannon Eat?
What shouldn't have Shannon eaten?
Yes, that. Okay. So what are we doing here, Scott?
We are song salading.
Yeah.
And a song salad is a brandom, as I just came up with, brandom topic from Wikipedia plus a brandom genre from moodfuse.com to create a song. I didn't even say a word in there.
Mm-mm.
Combined.
Mm-hmm. You know who my favorite Game of Thrones character is? Brandom Stark.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, so that could be true.
That you don't watch Game of Thrones is my least favorite thing about you.
Why? It's not good.
It is good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's so good. It's very, very good. Your wife watches it.
Yeah, and she knows I don't like it.
What? Okay.
My wife also watches Nashville.
Wow. Way to put Megan on blast.
No, I think she actually stopped.
What about Game of Thrones do you not like? Like, what is the thing about it that you don't like?
Well, I only watched, like, the first couple episodes.
Okay.
I didn't like that I couldn't keep track of who anyone was, and it was boring.
So, okay. Yes, but, like, also The Wire is like that at the beginning.
No, I loved The Wire.
Yeah, okay, but, like, you can't keep track of who anyone is, and you, like, don't understand what people are saying because they're speaking police lingo.
But you're invested in what's happening. Game of Thrones, I was like, fantasy.
You,
generic fantasy.
I like your inner life is a tragedy. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway,
let's get to it.
Yeah, we should get our random genre. And in order to get our random genre, we spin the salad spinner, which is a noise or sound effect that we make while we click the random button. This week's salad spinner comes from Phoebe at Phoebe is loud. And she says, SSS, colon, which she coined, salad spinner suggestion.
I don't know why we didn't think of shortening it until now.
Yep. Good job, Phoebe. Thank you. Way better job than us. She says,
SSS.
Scott impersonating Shannon saying, that's bonkers.
You do say that's bonkers a lot.
I know I do. And as I said to Phoebe on Twitter, it's nice to be seen. It really is. It's nice when people know you intimately. I do say that's bonkers a lot.
And now I'm going to say it like you.
All right. Let me hear it.
That's bonkers.
I like the growl in there.
Yeah, there's always like, a little bit of a growl in the aw.
Yeah, nice.
Our genre this week.
Austropop.
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 It's pop music from...
Austria.
Hence Shannon's accent.
Yeah.
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 Which came into use in the late 1960s. Use? Who uses it?
Yeah.
But had its heyday in the 1970s and early and up until the mid-1980s.
This is not That's a well-written not, article.
Maybe it's translated from Austrian.
Yeah.
The term refers to lyrics sung in the Bavarian language, Google Translate, which is widely understood in Austria and the German state of Bavaria. Makes sense. Austropop comprises several musical styles, from traditional pop music to rock, and it also sometimes includes traditional folk elements such as yodeling.
Hell yes. Hell yes. Hell yes.
Are you excited about the yodeling?
Yes. This is what I need on a Tuesday.
Hashtag Yodel Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Let's get it started.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, man, we're going to be so bad at this.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Okay. Neue Deutsche Welle does not count as Austropop. They say that like I know what Neue Deutsche Welle is. As it was definitely German, and the lyrics were in standard German, while Austropop artists made a distinction by decidedly using Bavarian for their lyrics. Ah, okay. Neue Deutsche Welle is New German Wave. All right, sure. The movement is believed to have started in 1971 by Wolfgang Ambros with his song Der Hofer.
Der Hofer.
Although this is debated. Ambros became famous, however, by translating songs by Bob Dylan into Austrian German.
Interesting.
The most famous of which is Na Eben's Ned, the Bavarian translation of Dylan's It Ain't Me, Babe.
Na Eben's Ned.
Austropop is still broadcast by various FM radio and TV stations throughout Austria and Bavaria, where they even have special nights replaying Austropop concerts.
Cool. And then it has a list of artists, Austropop artists.
Have you heard of any of these? No. Awesome.
What's your favorite one? By the name.
Yeah, okay. So there are two that really stand out to me. The first is Lutenberger Asterix Klug.
That's one of mine too.
And I also very much like Global DJs, spelled DEEJAYS.
Global DJs.
What one, like, what do you think is going to be your favorite?
I like She Says.
Yeah.
One word, but capital S for She, capital S for Says.
Camel Case or Intercaps, yeah.
Oh, never heard that.
Yeah, there you go. More copywriting.
I like Falco because it makes me think it's Edie Falco doing Wilco covers.
What about this one called Doof?
Doof,
doof, doof, doof. Oh yeah. Okay, so there's an umlaut. D-O-F with an umlaut over the O. What if the umlaut was over the F?
Doofies.
Yeah.
So, all right, Austropop. All it says about like the music is 1960s Austria, vocals, electric guitars, acoustic guitars, drums.
We can
so
do that.
So I think we need to find an example, and I'm drawn towards Der Hofer.
Der Hofer. Yeah, Der Hofer. Why is this the most fun accent?
All right, let's listen to Der Hofer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so not Der Hofer.
Not Der Hofer. Der Hofer is a fine song. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, but there's so much out there.
It seems like, and I think we ran into this with Nader Pop,
You do know that the Netherlands, like, aren't Austria, right?
No. What I'm about to say is that...
Because you equated their accents earlier,
well,
too.
Well, the accents are the same. But the as far as the musical genres go,
yeah,
Austropop seems to be any pop music in Bavarian between the 60s and the 80s, right?
Yeah.
So that's how it's related, I think, where the style does vary in terms of what music is actually coming out. It's yeah. just like from that place, in that language, in that era.
Yeah. So we have prepared a salad buffet.
A Ruby Tuesday salad bar.
That is the like deepest cut of a all you can eat whatever place. Ruby Tuesday.
The best salad bar.
Oh my God.
This salad bar includes three songs.
Yeah. In order, they are
Wolfgang. What is it?
Wolfgang Ambros.
Ambros. With
Zwickmi. Zwickmi. Zwickmi.
Then EAV Neanderthal. Then Falco. Jenny.
Yeah.
Basically, the Simon and Garfunkel type folk pop song, then the weird, like, Monster Mash style 70s pop, like, electronic pop song, and then the Austrian Bon Jovi.
Yep. Austrian Bon Jovi, who is, let's tweet this video.
Please.
So bad at lip syncing to his own song.
Yeah, it's horrendous. And like, you can't blame the 70s.
No. Lots of geography whenever he's like singing, just like unhinging yeah. his jaw and like wiggling his mouth
yeah,
around
it was bad.
And stuff. Yeah.
So check it out.
Am Anfang lebte der Mensch am Baum, doch verändert hat er sich seit damals kaum. Er geht zwar aufrecht und er fliegt ins All, doch er ist noch immer in Neandertal. Der Mensch von heute, der telefaxt, sein Opelmann.
Als ich dir den Weg zeigen musste, wer hat verloren? Du dich? Ich mich? Oder? Oder wir uns?
So we need to find a topic and then decide what direction we're going with here.
Yeah, agree. Maybe the topic will give us some kind of clue as to what we should do.
Hopefully. So the salad spinner was really just for me to imitate you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a phrase that I say a lot that you can imitate?
What do you say a lot? Megan, what does Scott say a lot? Like, what's like a thing that he says? No, that's perfect. Thank you.
So Megan's suggestion was dude it.
Dude it, which is something that primarily the two of you say, but has also like infiltrated our group of friends.
Yeah.
Which is a new past participle of the verb to do.
Yeah, dude it.
You dude it. Mm-hmm. So this is me being Scott, happy that he dude something. I dude it.
That was great.
And then sometimes you spin the
and
salad
then sometimes.
And you get this.
I don't even really care what this is about. The name of this Wikipedia article is one of the greatest things we've ever gotten.
Yep. Do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
Why don't you read it, Shannon?
We got Jesus cleansing a leper. Jesus cleansing a leper. And, oh, you may think, oh, is this a specific reference to a specific work of art that depicts Jesus cleansing the leper? Nay,
no.
Nay. Nay, nay.
Nay.
It is just the general act of Jesus cleansing a leper as one of the miracles of Jesus in the Gospels, namely Matthew 8, 1 through 4. Also Mark 1, 40 through 45 and Luke 5, 12 through 16. Apparently referenced many times.
So according to the Gospel of Matthew, when Jesus Christ came down from the mountainside after the Sermon on the Mount, large multitudes followed him, a man full of leprosy.
Is that how you say that? Can you be full of leprosy?
Full up, y'all. Ugh. A man full of leprosy came and knelt before him and inquired by saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Mark and Luke do not connect the verse to the sermon. I don't know what that means.
Hmm?
Jesus Christ reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean! Instantly, he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, see that you don't tell anyone, but go. Show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them.
Okay.
In Mark and Luke, instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
Okay. Okay. So there's like some stuff happening here. In that it's like a hybrid of Bible language, which don't know if you've read the Bible, but doesn't always have the clearest narrative through line.
No. Up to interpretation.
Yeah. Or just like things, they'll like put sentences next to each other that like don't have a cause and effect. So like in Mark and Luke, instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly. What?
Well, no, that does make sense. So in the sentence or the paragraph before, Jesus is like, don't tell anyone that I can cure you of your leprosy because then I would be like inundated, right? And then in Mark and Luke, they say that this guy did tell everyone, spread the news freely. And Jesus was like, well, now I can't go into towns because I'm just going to be overrun by lepers. And he stayed outside in lonely places.
Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
Yeah.
See, okay.
He tried to avoid the lepers by staying out of towns, but they still found him in his lonely place.
Okay, but like, if you were Jesus and you could cure people from leprosy, would you be like, look, I'm going to do this for you.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody.
Hey, guys, he cured my leprosy.
Like, come on, dude, spread the wealth. If you're going to cure a leper, cure the lepers.
Plus, how many lepers were there? Like, how long could it take to cure all of them?
I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know his like his miracle radius.
Yeah, and if you can just like say to one, be clean, and it's done.
Why
how many times
you
can
that?
You say the word be clean in a day? A lot.
A lot. Like, just, I'm just saying, like.
Just heal him.
It did. Yeah. So that's what your interpretation is. Like, he healed the dude, and everyone else was like, but me too, please.
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering if it was something like, he would have been like the whatever the biblical equivalent of being burned at the stake was, because he was like, you're a witch, you know, like,
oh,
that he
no,
like
no.
did it. So he like had to stay outside the town. Okay. In any case.
You want to read about leprosy?
Oh, God. Okay. So let me see if this is like actually worthwhile, this Leviticus 13 thing. Okay. So there's some interesting stuff in this Wikipedia article.
For once. Thanks, Wikipedia. Yeah. Snooze fest.
So I'm going to say what I think is interesting here, which is that leprosy was more than leprosy in these times. Like, it had a...
Go on.
It had, like, a meaning. So, like, if you had leprosy, then people connect... Because we didn't have germ theory, right, y'all?
No.
So diseases and afflictions came from God. So if you had leprosy, it meant that you were unclean.
Both physically and spiritually.
Spiritually. So like it was seen to be a curse from God. So like you must have done something to earn the curse from God.
Some people still hold these beliefs.
Yeah. Terrible is what it is. So rather than, you know, a theory of contagious illnesses, it was God must hate you for something secret that you did.
Yeah.
So I here I don't quite understand the cause and effect of this sentence, but to be declared unclean because of leprosy meant that the unfortunate person had to tear his clothes and put a covering upon his upper lip and cry, unclean, unclean.
Yeah, I don't understand why that was what you had to do.
Like all the time, like you walk around with your clothes torn and a covering of something on your upper lip. So like this, unclean, unclean.
So just to warn people that you're coming?
I guess so. And I guess why on the upper lip?
I don't know. Well, if they thought like you could breathe it on to some people, but then that's like the idea of being contagious. Yeah. I don't know. But I just wonder, you know, if you're in a leper colony, for instance, and you're surrounded by other lepers.
Yeah.
Do you still say unclean as if it's just like, hey, how you doing? Like, well, unclean, unclean,
unclean,
unclean, unclean, unclean.
Unclean it is, Scott.
Unclean to you too.
Yeah. On top of the bun tent to you.
Bun tent unclean.
Yeah. Okay. So then the other thing that I find interesting about leprosy here is that British Baptist preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon likened the condition of a person afflicted with leprosy to that of someone in a state of sin. So leprosy symbolizes, if you're taking the Bible at its symbolic level, leprosy symbolizes the defilement of sin, which results in separation from the God and the community. So if you had leprosy, if you had sin, you were sent to live outside the community in a leper colony until you could be cleansed.
Right. And you had no support of family or friends. It was against Levitical law to leave that leper community. And it was also against Levitical law for Jesus to touch the leper.
So maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why Jesus was like, don't tell anyone.
I did a bad.
I dude it.
I dude it. Don't tell on me.
Guys, he dude it.
Shh.
He done cured me leprosy.
So the see also section of Wikipedia can sometimes be just like a treasure trove of things. But one of them is, so this is Jesus cleansing a leper, but there's also cleansing 10 lepers.
Well, when you go for one, why not go for 10?
That's what I'm saying. He should have done all of them. Okay, let's click on cleansing 10 lepers. Yeah, and there's, okay, so this is a separate
he did that too.
Miracle. So he was like.
So that we're talking about the first leper cleanse.
Yes, leper cleanse number one.
Right.
And then.
It's like a juice cleanse.
The hottest new cleanse is getting leprosy. Like
way
half
overpriced.
Your limbs fall off and you are so skinny after that.
I am snatched after my leper cleanse.
You have no idea how much one of your legs weighs till it falls off. I weigh like 92 pounds now.
The hottest look on the runway is torso.
You know what used to kind of terrify me?
What?
And it's at this point where I don't remember if I like made this up or conflated it with something else. But in the Jesus Christ Superstar movie,
yeah,
there's the scene where all the like sick people,
yeah, the lepers,
like converge on Jesus,
right? And he's like trying to heal each of them, and they just overcome him.
Yeah, and they're on like skateboards and stuff.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Okay, so that was like 100% like the thing that terrified me was like a legless dude like scooching towards me on a skateboard, like really, and like grasping like kind of like zombie like.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was zombie like.
Yeah.
It was like Scooting Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like really traumatizing as a child to watch that.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you think Jesus felt?
Yeah, I guess now I know. Now I know it was why he was like, don't tell anybody. I'm really glad that I didn't make that up.
You did not. Okay. They were on skateboards. At least a couple of them.
Yeah.
An Austropop song.
Right.
About Jesus cleansing a leper.
Okay.
Now, what genre of Austropop is jumping out at you here, is reaching towards you and grabbing you from its limbless
skateboard?
Skateboard.
So here, my first thought, honestly, is like a folky song.
Folky, yeah.
Because like,
I was thinking that too.
Right? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sitting around a campfire, Simon and Garfunkel story song type thing.
Yeah, about the time that Jesus done cleanse that leper. He did it.
In Bavarian.
Right. Oh.
With a little yodeling thrown in.
Oh my God. What a layer cake this is that I have forgotten all of the details.
A leper cake.
Ew. So we did not find an example using yodeling, did we?
No. That was just in the Wikipedia article.
Zwicked me had whistling.
It had whistling. Didn't have yodeling.
We can yodel.
We can throw it in.
Can we watch a YouTube tutorial on how to yodel?
Yup.
Sweet. Let's go.
Got it.
Oh, what a treat.
That was a great video we found.
We did. We found a Bavarian yodeler.
Named BV.
Explaining how to yodel.
And demonstrating a lot.
Yeah.
So basically, you alternate between your chest voice and your head voice or falsetto, and do big jumps in pitch variation. Whereas normal singing, you usually stick with notes that are semi-close together. I would say, like, usually in a pop song, you don't have jumps more than an octave.
Sure.
And in yodeling, that's, like, the whole point. So.
So, okay, two things.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very bad at this.
Okay.
Second thing, what's the difference between chest voice and head voice?
Chest voice is singing in a lower register that resonates more from your chest. And head voice is singing in a higher register that resonates more from your face bones.
Okay.
And falsetto, especially for men, is like sort of coming off of the vocal cords and doing a lighter, higher sound, like, you know, singing in a female register.
Mm-hmm.
So switching between your chest voice and your chest voice and your falsetto is going to create that sort of break in the sound, which is emblematic of yodeling. Or also Sarah McLachlan. Like, in the arms of the angels, far. Like
right,
that,
yeah.
That break.
Yeah.
So the yodeling is like, yodeling. That's it. Tune in next week.
Great. Perfect. So something we learned from BB is that yodeling was used to communicate in the Alps.
Yeah.
Because that kind of sound would carry an echo from mountaintop to mountaintop.
It's like humans doing bird calls.
Or talking.
No, but like communicating across long distances.
Sure, sure. Like texting.
When they could have just been like, hey!
Yeah!
Beavy, is that you?
Though I guess probably, there's probably something about alternating the pitch that dramatically that makes it easier to understand versus something that's just like, hey, is dinner ready? You know?
Hey, is dinner ready?
That was beautiful.
That's yodeling.
So are we going to yodel about lepers?
Well, you know what? The leper went away from Jesus and told all his friends.
He did, so maybe he told
them.
Oh my God, maybe that's our chorus, is a yodeled chorus.
That's how the leper told all his friends.
Yeah.
yeah. that Jesus was healing them.
Okay. This is, it's starting to take shape.
Hey, guys. Check out Jesus.
Oh, listen. I know that leprosy still affects people and that it is a scourge upon people.
It is.
But y'all,
We gotta dude what we gotta dude.
Yeah, let's dude it. Okay. Oh, Scott.
Oh, Shannon.
I have written you a folk song.
Boy, howdy.
Yes. You could sing this song around a campfire.
Uh-huh.
In the Swiss Alps. Or I guess you not Swiss,
each,
Bavarian.
You could each have your own separate campfire on top of your own separate Alp.
Yeah.
And sing it to each other.
Yes.
With yodeling.
Yes. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go. This is a story song.
Tell me the tale.
Of how Jesus cleansed the leper. Here we go. Way back when, for your granny was a glimmer, lived a poor old leper. Yeah, they thought he was a sinner. His clothes was torn and his lip was hidden, but his soul was clean, though he was forbidden. Then the chorus.
Oh, man.
Till someone said, hey, man, you gotta go see this Jesus Christ cat out in Galilee.
Oh, my God.
Then the next verse. Now the leper packed a bag and a bunch of figs, said, don't wait up, soon I'll have new digs. And he set his sights on that far off sea, never looked back at his colony. He was singing, hey, man, I'm gonna go see this Jesus Christ cat who can magic me. Third verse. Got to the mount and he was affright when he saw the multitudes left and right. But he worked up his nerve, said, make me clean. And Jesus came over and did his thing. And the crowd said, hey, man, did everyone see this Jesus Christ cat heal the leprosy? The leper felt better and he started to crow. And Jesus said, shut it. No one can know. But the leper ran back with a quick up yours, saying, Jesus over here giving out free cures. And we say, thanks, man. We went to see this Jesus Christ cat out in Galilee. Yeah, thanks, man. We got to see this Jesus Christ cat heal everybody.
That's awesome. It's a full song.
It is a full song. Hopefully it'll go quick, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to with the lilting nature of the music we've put together.
Yes, I think so.
And it should be noted that we are going to do this in English.
Yeah, it just wasn't going to work in Bavarian.
No, for a couple reasons. One, we couldn't find a Bavarian translator on the internet, just German.
Yeah.
Two, that's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words, and then it wouldn't rhyme, and then it wouldn't scan, and it's
it wouldn't
not
be
good.
Funny.
Don't
and you wouldn't want to listen to it?
Yeah, don't. I did a hard work.
That's awesome.
All right, so we need a title.
That Jesus Christ cat.
I mean, I think so.
That's what jumps out.
Yeah, this Jesus Christ cat. Very 70s, right? With a cat.
Cat. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And musically, I took inspiration from Simon and Garfunkel, particularly the song America, which is in that 6/8 time kind of folky vibe, and has like extended verses with a short chorus. But this, the way you wrote it, is structured more like a campfire song where it comes back to the chorus quickly over and over again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use acoustic guitar, 12-string guitar, drums, and what's called a mellotron, which was like a very 60s, 70s kind of electric piano organ type instrument. And it sounds like flutes, kind of.
Not a robot.
Not a robot.
Even though it's called a mellotron.
Mellotron. Not a robot.
That's disappointing.
Well, it won't be disappointing in your ears in a minute.
Okay, cool. So this is this Jesus Christ cat.
An austropop song.
With yodeling.
By Shannon and Scott.
Way back when, for your granny was a glimmer, lived a poor old leper, Yeah, they thought he was a sinner. His clothes was torn and his lip was hidden, but his soul was clean, though he was forbidden. Till someone said, hey man, you gotta go see this Jesus Christ cat out in Galilee. Now the leper packed a bag and a bunch of figs, said, don't wait up, soon I'll have new digs. And he set his sights on that far-off sea, and he never looked back at his colony. He was singing, hey man, I'm gonna go see this Jesus Christ cat who can magic me. Got to the mount and he was afraid when he saw the multitudes left and right. But he worked up his nerve and said, make me clean. And Jesus came over and did his thing. And the crowd said, hey man, did everyone see this Jesus Christ can't heal the leprosy? The leper felt better and he started to grow. And Jesus said, shut it, man, no one can know. But the leper ran back with a quick up yours, saying, Jesus over here giving out free cures. And we say, thanks, man, we went to see this Jesus Christ cat out in Galilee. Yeah, thanks, man, we got to see this Jesus Christ cat heal everybody.
crying,
like actual like crying though. Just like all our tentative yodeling,
and like we had such good intentions with this song, because if this song had a different melody and vocal style, it would sound like a 60s folk song.
Yeah.
But because of the yodeling, it just doesn't sound like anything.
Which we literally didn't even find an example. I'm sorry. Of a song that had yodeling in it, but we just decided to do it.
Wikipedia said it, yeah, and we had to do it.
But like then the whole song became
sometimes it's about the humor and not about achieving a goal.
Yeah, I mean, we really got very fixated on it. Like, we were just like, it has yodeling. I don't know why.
It also was making me think of, and I say, hey, yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Man. Oh, geez.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
My eye makeup is like lit. It's like all
yeah,
over
we
my
should,
face.
I should take a picture of you and tweet this too.
Yeah. People will know if it's happy
oh
or sad.
Oh my God.
Guys, like not Austropop, but like.
But yodeling.
But yodeling, okay.
The genre morphed into yodeling.
Yeah.
Folk yodeling. Folkling.
Fodling.
Ew. Yodelok. Wow. If you run a Bible study or a Sunday school and want to tell the story of Jesus healing the lepers, feel free to use this song.
Yeah, it's actually like a pretty good encapsulation. Like, that's the narrative,
that's
right?
That's the story.
Yeah, like it tells the story. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
This is why we do this.
Yeah, and I hope that. So, like, okay, here's how I imagine that people listen to the podcast, which is, you know, whenever you're watching, like, one of your favorite shows, not Game of Thrones for
yeah.
you, But yeah. whenever you're watching one of your favorite shows and one of the characters does something that's like so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you're like, you like can't look at the screen directly because you're like so embarrassed. That's how I imagine that people listen to songs like this. Because it's like so cringeworthy. But
like people are thinking, I thought they had some talent.
I thought they did. We fooled them. Boo, we fooled them.
Fooled you.
Yeah. JK, JK.
Dude it.
We dude it.
This song was bonkers.
It was bonkers. If you like this idiotic song, you can find more by subscribing on iTunes. Find us on Twitter at SongSaladCast. We're on Patreon. And if
we are.
I don't know what else could inspire you to give us some of your hard-earned American dollars more.
As if you were passing us as mere lepers on the street. Throw us your change.
Yeah, throw us your change. 50 cents an episode. $5 an episode will get you access to bonus content. Some bontent, as we have coined it.
Bontent
which
to you.
This, a bontent to you, which this week will include lots of yodeling outtakes.
And lots of yodeling outtakes. That was hard to get through, y'all.
Yeah. Look, Scott did two verses in one take.
I just had to not think about anything but getting to the finish line.
I was literally sitting next to him, not looking at him, and biting my knuckles so that I wouldn't laugh.
Leprosy. Another leper packed a big bunch of things. That got me.
All right.
It also made me think of the end of one of the outtake songs from Waiting for Guffman, This Bulging River.
Oh, uh-huh.
When Christopher Guest goes, this big and bulging river's in our blood. And like quivers his chin.
Yeah, so good.
Anyway.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to our crap. And we're really grateful for you and we love you. And thank you for the salad spinners. We got a whole bunch more salad spinners from Nubia, yes. from Claire, from Lila, who we don't know. So we're excited to feature your spinner from Megan Hasty on Patreon because she doesn't have Twitter. But that shouldn't stop you if you don't have Twitter.
Yeah, we've gotten them by email. We've gotten them on Patreon.
Yeah.
Send them.
We love it. And thank you.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're
Shannon and Scott.
One, two, three, four.